He was starting here on the bottom, Mem Cherem Ud Bet, by the two dots. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Meir, Koshlu Amar Eretz Chemda Tovar Ruchava Birkat Aretz, Machub Ben David Bnei Yerushalayim Lo Yatzai Yedei Chovato. So you have to include these mentions within benching in order to be Yotzei Birkat HaMazon. Eretz Chemda Tovar Ruchava by Birkat Aretz, as a description of Eretz Yisrael, and Machub Ben David within the context of Bnei Yerushalayim. Nachum HaZakenu Meir, Tzrich Shiyus Kor Ba'Brit. You have to also mention Abritcha Shechatamta Bivsarenu. Rabbi Yosef Meir, Tzrich Shiyus Kor Ba'Torah. That brit has to come first. That's why brit chosh chadam to b'sereinu, and then only afterwards al torat chosh li maratano, because shizon nidna b'shlosh britot, shizon nidna b'yugimol britot. Torah is given in three britot. Machloket in the Gemara and Sota as to what the three britot are: Ol Moed, Har Sinai, Har Grizim, and Arvot Moav. Different opinions in Sota as to what the three britot are, but there are three britot with regards to the Torah. As opposed to, by Avram Avinu, the Parshat Amilah, there's Yugimo britot. 13 times there's mention of the covenant. So therefore the covenant of Brit Milah precedes that of the Torah. But also just note that, as Rashi said before, when it comes to Brit, that Birkat Aretz, she'edei Brit nitna le'Avraham. The premise, or the background for getting Eretz Yisrael was the Brit Milah. That's where Hashem grants through that covenant to Avram Avinu Eretz Yisrael. And then the Torah also is what preserves Bnei Yisrael within Eretz Yisrael. But in terms of order, Brit would make sense to be first, because that is the source or the causation for there being an inheritance of the land. And then the Torah is what Shomer, it keeps us in the land. Rabbi Abba Omer, you can see in the Masorta Shas, he says that refers to Rav. Sarich Shomar Bahuda'a Tchila B'Sof. In no delucha, you have to have hodah in the beginning and hodah at the end. That's the theme of the bracha. So that you have to have both of them. So you have no delucha Hashem Elokeinu. At the end, you have alkol Hashem Anachnu Modim Lach. So you have modim on both ends of the bracha. Va'puchet lo yivchot me'achat. You shouldn't have less than one. You should have at least one hodah. V'chol puchot me'achat harizim megune. If you have less than one, then you've lost the major theme of the bracha in terms of hodah. V'chol achonteim manchil aratzot v'birkat aretz. Anybody who concludes the bracha with Manchil Aratzot by Al Aretz V'Lamazon, instead of that you say Manchil Aratzot, and then by Bnei Yerushalayim, instead of saying Bnei Yerushalayim, you say Moshe Et Yisrael, that is someone who is ignorant. If you fail to mention Al Pitchash Chatam to Bizreinu, Al Torat Chash Maritano, Machubet David, Bnei Yerushalayim, if you fail to mention Machu Beit David and Bnei Yerushalayim, lo yetzei yedei chovato. And there you're not yotzei. By Machu Beit David is the background for the fact that Yerushalayim is chosen and the fact that there is a Mikdash in Yerushalayim. Therefore, it's appropriate to mention Machu Beit David in the context of Bnei Yerushalayim. Now, Messiah le Rabbi Yilo, Dama Rabbi Yilo, Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Mishum Rabbeinu, Kol Shulamar Brit V'Torah B'Birkat Aretz. Machu Beit David Bnei Yerushalayim, lo yetzei yedei chovato. So similar type of memra, that these items must be mentioned in benching. Pligi ba Abba Yossi ben Dustai v'Rabbanan. Chana mar atov v'ameitiv tzricha machut, v'chana mar ina tzricha machut. The beginning of the bracha, the fourth bracha, of atov v'ameitiv kel avinu malkeinu, does it start Baruch Ata Hashem? Or does it start Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam? Do you need melech ha'olam as part of this bracha? So Gemara concludes here, mando amar tzricha machut. The one who says that you need Elokeinu Melech Olam, Kasavar de Rabbanan, holds that it is only rabbinic in nature. Man da amar ina tzricha malchut, the one who says you do not require Melech Olam, Kasavar de Oraita, thinks that it's a bracha de Oraita. Now, in terms of the Rabbanan de Oraita, the reason to differentiate between them is because if you believe it's de Oraita, it's part of the Torah obligation to have four brachot, then it's based in the pasuk of Vechalta Vesavato Veirachta Teshem Elokecha Al Eretz Tova Asher Natan Lach. So that Tova would be the bracha of Tova Meitiv. That means it's part of the mitzvah Doraita. If it's part of the mitzvah Doraita, then it's a bracha Hasmucha Lecharverta. Bracha Hasmucha Lecharverta does not require Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Anytime you have bracha Hasmucha Lecharverta, we always have just bracha Hashem. We don't have Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Melech HaOlam is a ticha. On the other hand, if it's only the rabbinic in nature, then it's distinct from the other brachot, and then it shouldn't qualify to be a bracha smucha de chaverta. Again, we'll discuss this in 1 minute, and it should begin with Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Throni's pointing out right away, what do you mean? When you have a bracha smucha de chaverta, you don't open with Baruch at all. It's only a conclusion of Baruch. Why are we opening? Look at all the other brachot. We begin benching, then we say Hazana Tekol. Then we begin the next bracha, Noda Lecha. The next bracha, we begin Rachid. There's no opening bracha. So if it's Deoraita, why is there an opening bracha at all? So both Rashi and Tosafot try to deal with that. So Rashi says, Umiyo Puteach Babi Baruch, Fishe Ptichata Hi Chatimata. That because it's a short bracha, so therefore there is no concluding bracha. It is one bracha. Like Birkat HaPerot, Birkat HaMitzvot, where there's only a small bracha. In a small bracha, when you have a thematically small bracha, you just open with Baruch and that's the whole bracha. It's like saying, Asher Kedushanu Mitzvah B'Tzivanu, Anli Tzat Yedayim. That's the equivalent here, so that's why it's a short bracha, and there's no Elokeinu Melech Olam if it was connected to the bracha beforehand.
That's also a problem, because earlier we said that it's short, that it's a bracha technically because it's Dervan.
Right, very good. Alright, so there are a couple of things. Number one is, in terms of it not being short, is that later on they added additional things. The core bracha was smaller. Atov Meitiv, and then maybe other things. Then you'll see later on in the Gemara that they start to add pieces onto it. You have to triple malchut, you have to add this, add that. The bracha became bigger later on. So the original bracha was a smaller in nature. That's number one. Number two is, Rabbi Akiva Eger asks your question. It says back on Manvav, all the Amoraim were trying to point out, how do you know that the bracha of Tova Meitiv is Derabbanan? So one of them says, oh, I know it's Derabbanan because the Poalim skip it. I know it's Derabbanan because of this. I know it's Rabbanan this. But I know it's Derabbanan because it's no Chatima. But nobody said that it's Derabbanan because it says Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Why isn't that the definitive proof? Nobody ever brought down that it's Malchut. And he lives as a Tzarechi on why the Gemara before, when all the Amoraim are trying to prove that a Tov B'Meitiv is Derabbanan, they never bring this as a Raya. Secondly, is Tosafot back on Mem Vav discussed this issue. And he asks, even if it is Derabbanan, if it's Derabbanan, why does it open with a Bracha? A Bracha Smucha Verta doesn't mean necessarily that they were all put together. Just that, if you have Doraita, then you continue to a Bracha Derabbanan, it's still Smucha the Chaverta. There's no reason that it's not considered smucha de chaverta. So Tosafot back on Mem Vav Amarav said something important, which I think influences this situation, and that is that the bracha was nitkan b'fnei atzma. The bracha of Tov Meitiv was never placed in benching originally. It was a bracha on Harugei Beitar. It was an independent bracha. And that would explain why it opens with the baruch. Avokeshem, maybe Doraita Derabbanan might relate to that as well. Later on, they placed it into benching. And so Tosafot says that's why it opens with baruch, back on Mem Vav. It says, it opens with Baruch because the Baruch was independent and nothing to do. Then they placed it into benching. When they placed it into benching, they didn't change the Matbea Baruch. Then you have to ask, why did they put it into benching? According to Tosafot, there are two stages. In Yavne, they were metakin that there's a Baruch of a Tova Meitiva, Harugei Beitar. And then later on, they placed it into benching. And Tosafot doesn't give a lot of detail. It also doesn't give a detail when it changed. That's also something interesting historically, when it changed, according to Tosafot. But it does help explain. Here, Rashi will give the reason that it begins with Baruch, because it's a short bracha.
Tosafot over here says, in Ochanami, if it was really Midoraita, it would have been Chotem b'Baruch, and not been Poteach b'Baruch. So he says, for sure it was Doraita was that way, but because it's Derabbanan, and that's what we hold, that's for it, it starts with Machut, to distinguish it, or to show that it is Midrabbanan. Tosafot, back on Mem Vav, it sounds like there was Nitkan independently, and then they placed it in afterwards, and that's why it's Poteach B'Baruch, because had it been Derabbanan, and it had been instituted in the first place in benching, it also had that same format as it would have had it been Deoraita. So if you combine the two Tosafot, it sounds like, had it been Deoraita, it originally would have been put together and Nitkan in the first place in that way, and therefore it would have ended with Baruch, not started with Baruch. But since it was only Derabbanan, and it was instituted separately, it started with Baruch, it does not end with Baruch because it's a bracha kitzara, and then when it was later placed in benching, they kept the original matbeah, or the format of the bracha, when it was put in place independent of benching.
Now why would you locate it there after the fact? The Gemara and Tanit, when it discusses chamisha dvarim she'iru avotenu, had five things that happened to our forefathers on Tisha B'Av, and we had the Chorban HaBayit, and we have also the destruction of Beitar. It's one of the things that is a part of the destruction of the Aretz, the destruction of Mikdash, something that relates to, if we're making a bracha al Aretz, and then a bracha al Bonei Yerushalayim, which is Nechama, then a Tov Meitiv in Beitar is thematically not out of place. And that might be why Chazal placed it there at the end of benching, because it was not out of place. In addition, your question, Roni, is even if they were Nitkan the bracha, if they didn't place it in something that was said on a regular basis, then a Tov, what meaning would it have that they said a Tov Meitiv over Harugei Beitar, unless they had a time when they said it on a regular basis? Placing it into benching, it made it something that was a regular bracha. So I think that's possibly explained some of what happened over here, not completely. Two Gemaras almost seem to be, as Rabbi Akiva Eger points out, somewhat disjointed, because the Gemara before doesn't quote this as a proof. Tanrabanan, Mauchutein, Bin Yun Shalim. When we talk about Bnei Yerushalayim, what is the Chatima? Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Moshiach Yisrael, the one that we rejected before. So Gemara says, Moshiach Yisrael in Bin Yun Shalim Lo. Wait a minute, the theme of the bracha is about Yerushalayim. Moshiach Yisrael, that's a secondary motif in the bracha. Why would you suggest that that's the primary closure to the bracha rather than Bnei Yerushalayim? Gemara says, no, Eleima Af Moshiach Yisrael. You're right, the primary closure should be Bnei Yerushalayim. But if you happen to say Moshiach Yisrael, you're Yotze. Rabba Bar Ravuna Ikla Lebei Reish Galuta, Patach Bechado, V'siyim Betarte. He opened up with one and closed with two. Now, opening with one, he either started with, in the beginning of the bracha, we have in Rachem, Al Amcha Yisrael, or Al Yerushalayim Yerachot. So he started one of those two. And then when he concluded the bracha, he put both of them there. He said, Moshe Yisrael Bnei Yerushalayim. So he concluded with the two themes, but only opened with one theme. Amar Rav Chisda, Gvurta Lemechtam Betarte? What type of greatness is this to conclude the bracha with two themes? V'atanya Rabbi Omer, in Chutmim B'shtayim. Rabbi says that one may not end off a bracha with two themes. A bracha must conclude on a single theme. Gufa. Rabbi Omer in Chutmim B'shtayim, that you have to have a single theme in the conclusion of the bracha, not two themes. Etive Levi Rabbi, so Levi is a Talmud of Rabbi. So Levi poses these questions to Rabbi, is that really true? Al Aretz, V'ala Mazon. We have in our bracha and benching, those are two themes, you have Aretz and you have Mazon. Rabbi responds to Levi and says, no, Eretz, D'mafka Mazon. It's a land that produces the Mazon. This goes back to what we discussed before, that benching and the brachot are really connected to Eretz Yisrael and the land, not necessarily to what you're eating. It's what you're eating because the land produces what you're eating. And the mazon is a product of the land. Al Aretz v'al ha'peirot. In Bracha Mechad Nein Shalosh, over there you have Aretz peirot. Again, Eretz demafka peirot. It's a land that produces the fruit. They're not seen as two themes. They are thematically one, which is that we're really making a bracha on the Aretz. The peirot are a product of the Aretz. Mikadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. We just had a Rosh Hashanah, Mikadesh Yisrael v'yom ha'zikaron. Israel, v'kachinu l'zmanim. Again, that's thematically connected because it's really Mikadesh Yisrael, and Israel are Mikadesh the Moadim. Mikadesh Yisrael v'roshei chodoshim. Again, the same idea, which Israel, the kachinu l'roshei chodoshim. So over there, even though there are two items mentioned, they're all thematically connected because it's Israel that is Mikadesh, the other item. Now, Mikadesh HaShabbat, Israel Vazmanim, now we're in trouble. Mikadesh HaShabbat, Israel Vazmanim, now you have two themes. You have Shabbat, and according to the way we've learned until now, it's Israel. Because Israel is Mikadesh, the either Chodashim or Moadim. How do you put those together? How can you put those two themes together? So the Gemara says, Chutz Mizu. That's an exception. Now how you read this is a machloket Bahag and Rashi. The Bahag reads it, Chutz Mizu, that this is the exception. Kadesh Shabbat Yisrael Vazmanim, Chutz Mizu, that's the exception. Mishna Hochachado, he, Hotam Tarte. So Chochad Chado Bafin Afshod. The way the Bahag reads it is that Shabbat, Yisrael Vazmanim are two separate topics, and therefore you have to separate them. You don't have a choice. You're stuck. You're in a position where you have two themes, Shabbat, Yisrael, and the Moadim, and you can't put them together. There's no way to make them into a single bracha, and you need both themes to be there. And therefore, Chutz Mizu means this is the exception because you need two themes. Over here, by Bnei Yerushalayim, you can connect the two of them. It's fine. You can put them together because Hoshiat Yisrael, and the Rashi says a number of times, that Binyan Yerushalayim is part of Yeshuat Yisrael. The building of Yerushalayim is part of the redemption or the saving of Klal Yisrael. I'm going to see that proof from the Pasuk in a little bit. But therefore, thematically consistent. So even though you have two topics, you're able to combine them. But by Shabbat and Moadim, you can't do that. That's the way the Bahag reads. Rashi rejects that understanding. It says that it can't be. Because Rabbi made a statement, and his statement says, period. Ain't Chotmim B'Shtayim. You can never have two topics. And so then, why is there a question over here that this should be? Chutz Mizu. Can't be that there are two topics over here. So Rashi reads it the other way around. And that really it's one bracha. The theme here is singular. And the theme is Kiddusha. It's being Mekadesh. Now, Kiddusha can manifest itself in Kiddushat HaShabbat, Kiddushat Yisrael, Kiddushat HaMoadim. There is only one theme, and that is Mekadesh. And that's what it means in this sense. So, Maishna Hocha Chadahi, Hatam Tarte, Kochad V'chadah V'api Nafsha. And the way Rashi reads it is that by Shabbat and Moadim, it's one theme. The one theme is Kedusha. So therefore I can put both Shabbat and the Mo'adim together. Whereas here in benching, you have two themes, Bonei Yerushalayim and Oshiat Yisrael. And those two can't be put together because they are two separate themes. That's the way Rashi reads it. Rashi reads it that the problem is benching, where you have two themes, and you're going to have to pick to at least conclude with one. You can't connect the two. On the other hand, by Shabbat and the Mo'adim, that is one theme of Kedusha. And therefore, even though it's two separate themes, you can put them together. Bahag reads just the opposite. By Shabbat and Mo'adim, you have no choice. So therefore, you have to end with two themes, and they're really two themes. Here, we can end with one theme that incorporates both, and therefore, you can't make it into two separate brachot. B'taima mai in chotmim b'shtaim. What's the reason for Rabbi's position that you can't have two themes in the conclusion? Fisheinu sim mitzvot chavilot chavilot. We don't like to stack mitzvot one on top of the other. The reason for that is it looks like a burden. It looks like someone's trying to discharge an obligation without really caring. They just like, let's throw it all in one bucket and get all rid of it all at once. That's not a nice way to deal with the mitzvot. So Sofot already pointed out earlier in the Masechta, it's only true when you're dealing with Birkat HaMitzvot, bracha about some sort of requirement of Meino Ma'ora. When you're dealing with Birkat HaNenin, that's not true. So Bori Priya Gofen is not considered to be mitzvot chavilot, because we make Kiddush with Bori Priya Gofen, we make Havdalah with Bori Priya Gofen. That's not considered to be a mitzvot chavilot, to have two brachot in a row or on the wine. By Havi Allah, what's the din? Amar Rav Sheshet, Patach Birachim Alam Cho Yisrael. If you begin the bracha with the theme of Amcha Yisrael, Chotein b'Moshiach Yisrael, then you end with Moshiach Yisrael, because they end with the theme that you began with. Patach, Barachim al Yerushalayim. If you begin Rachim with the theme of Yerushalayim, Chotein b'Bnei Yerushalayim. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman argues, Afilu Patach Barachim al Yisrael, even if you begin with Al Yisrael, Chotein b'Bnei Yerushalayim. Why? B'Shem Shenemar, the Pasuk says, B'Bnei Yerushalayim Hashem, Nidchei Yisrael Yichaneis. So that when Hashem will rebuild Yerushalayim, then He will bring together the dispersed of Klal Yisrael. Ematai bunei Yerushalayim Hashem. When is it that Hashem will rebuild Yerushalayim? Zman shenitchei Yisrael, yikaneis. The time that He brings nitchei Yisrael. So they're thematically consistent, they're one theme, and therefore concluding with bunei Yerushalayim is okay or proper for the Hoshiat Yisrael or Amcha Yisrael. And that's what we do. We begin our bracha both al Amcha Yisrael as well as al Yerushalayim, and we only conclude it with bunei Yerushalayim. Just interesting, in general, here we have Machloket Rav Sheshet and Rav Nachman. In general, we say Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshet, B'dinei, the halacha is like Rav Nachman, but Yisurei, the halacha is like Rav Sheshet. Despite that, over here, we paskin like Rav Nachman. Amar Lei Rabbi Zeira, the Rav Chista. Rabbi Zeira says to Rav Chista, Neiti Mar, V'nitnei. Can you come and teach us? He wants to learn the halacha of benching. He says, can you come and teach me how to bench? Amar Lei Birkat Mezono Lo Gamrina, V'tnuye Matninan. Says, I didn't even know how to bench properly. How am I going to come and teach you how to bench? Or how am I going to teach you the halacha to benching if I myself don't even bench properly? So, Amar Lei, Rabbi Zeira, sister of Chista, my high. What happened? What was the incident? Why do you say you don't know how to bench? Amar Lei, the Iklal, the Bei Reish Galuta. Rabbi Chista says, I went to the Reish Galuta. Ubriche Birkat Mizona. I benched. Vizakfe Rav Sheshet, the Ko'ei Alai Kechivya. Rav Sheshet was hissing at me like a serpent or like a snake. He was all upset about what I did. So if I'm I, Rabbi Zeira says to him, what happened? Why was he so upset at you? He says, Lo amrei, lo brit, v'lo Torah, v'lo malchut. I left all of these items out of benching. Left out, abritcha shekadam to b'sereinu, a toratcha shekadam to b'sereinu, and then malchut be David and b'nei Yerushalayim, I left all of these out. If I'm I, lo amart. He says, why didn't you say it? Why did you leave them all out? He says, Rav Chista says back, Rav Chanan al Amarav. I was holding like Rav Chanan al Amarav, Amarav, Chanan al Amarav. Lo Amar Brit, V'Torah Malchut Yatsa. Says, it's fine. If you leave these things out, you're Yotze. Brit? How do I know that Brit is this way? The Fei She'ena B'Nashim. Because it's not relevant for women. A Brit Choshechadam to Zerenu is not relevant for women. And if it's not relevant for women, then the Ikar Takon and benching can't be just for men. So the fact that we have it there is just an addition, it's a nice thing, but it can't be that it's ma'akev, because women bench, and brit chachadam to b'serein is not relevant to them. We have to have a single matbea brocha. Torah u'malchut, l'fisha enon lo b'nashim v'lo b'abadim. By Torah and malchut, they're not relevant to women or abadim, and yet women and abadim have to bench. And since they have to bench, obviously these themes can't be ma'akev. So Rabbi Zeira says, back to Rav Chista, v'ashavak kohani t'nanai v'amorai v'ad t'karav. Says, wait a minute, we have like a list here, we went through the whole Gemara here. Lists and lists of Tanaim and Amoraim suggest that you do have to say Brit, Torah, and Malchut, and you dropped all of those and held like Rav, who's one Amora who says that you're not Ma'akev. He says you made a bad decision. You made a decision to follow Rav in the place where there are many that argue against them. That's why Rav Sheshit got all angry at you, because you took up a minority opinion, someone that's like a dat yachid, in the face of all the others that say that you do need all of these items in there.
Tosafot in Arachin, Daf Gimel, mentions that's actually the reason why two women cannot join a man to make a zimun, because women have a different level of chiyuv in benching. And he says over there, Shein Anashim Amrot Brit, V'Vadim Ein Omrim Al Eretz Shenchalta Lavoteinu. So he says that these items get left out of benching by whether it's Nashim or Avadim, and therefore their level of chiyuv is actually different. It's interesting because the Gemara earlier on discussed whether women are chayavot, or the machloket and the gear, so whether they're chayavot or not in Birkat HaMazon. And there Rashi mentions the reason that women might only be chayavot midrabanan is because it says, Ashri Nichalta Lavoteinu, that has to do with Nachlat Arts, which women are not relevant to. And Tosafot mentions, no, that can't be the case, because Kohanim and Levim also don't have Nachlat Arts. But rather, it has to do with Britcha Shechadamta Bisereinu, Ve'al Toratucha Shelimadetanu, two things that women are not chayavot in. And because they're not chayavot, maybe they're only chayavot midrabanan in benching. In the end, women do say this, despite the fact that it's not relevant to them. Once Chazal established the matbea brocha, we leave the matbea in place, even though it may not be relevant to that individual. And this relates to other things, like Gemara and Baba Batra, a Tosafot and Machloket Bishonim over there, with regards to, for instance, a ger. Can a ger say, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, or does he have to say something else in the brocha? It's Machloket Bishonim. We, in the end, baskin that there is a matbea brocha, and he can follow that matbea brocha, even though it may not be relevant to that particular individual at that particular time.
Amar Rabba Barchan Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Tov ve'meitiv tzricha malchut. Tov ve'meitiv requires malchut. Ma'ikam Ashvalon. What is he teaching us? Now, why the Gemara asks this is because Rabbi Yochanan is the Bala Memra. If you remember earlier in the Masechta, we had a machloket Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. What's matbea brocha? What's the proper formulation of a brocha? Rav said, you don't need malchut in a bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem is sufficient to be classified as a bracha. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you need malchut in a bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Without Melech Ha'olam, it's not classified as a bracha. And therefore, the Gemara says here, what is Rabbi Yochanan telling you? When Rav Rachana says the name Rabbi Yochanan, Tov Meitiv needs malchut, what's the question? According to Rabbi Yochanan, to be a bracha, you need Melech Ha'olam. There is no question that you would need Melech Ha'olam. So this seems to be extraneous or unnecessary for Rabbi Yochanan to tell us this. Again, earlier in the Masechta, Tosafot dealt with the fact that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan that Melech Olam is required for a bracha. Why in Shmon Esrei we don't have any Melech Olam? Why in certain brachot that we're familiar with we don't have Melech Olam? And Tosafot tries to answer each of these independently. But at least we know that Rabbi Yochanan has the shita that matbea bracha is Melech Olam. It's Maikam Ashvalan. Ko bracha she'en ba malchut lo shema bracha. V'hamar Rabbi Yochanan charezina. We already know this from Rabbi Yochanan that is the matbea bracha. So Rabbi Zeira lomar shetricha shtei malchiot. That actually there's the two requirements of Melech Olam. Chada Dida, v'chada de Bonei Yerushalayim. One for itself, and one for Bonei Yerushalayim. Ib hachi nibai tlat. If that's the case, you should require three. Chada Dida, one for itself. Chada de Bonei Yerushalayim, one for Bonei Yerushalayim. V'chada Birkat Haaretz. I mean, if you think you need Melech Olam and all the brachot, Al Haaretz V'Olam Hazoh needs a Melech Olam. Bonei Yerushalayim needs Melech Olam. And so does Hakel Avinu Malkeinu Tov Meitiv. El Birkat Haaretz my time alone. Why doesn't Birkat Haaretz know the Lachot does not have Melech Olam? Mishum Dabli Abrocha Smucha Lachaverta. Because we opened up benching with Elokeinu Melech Olam, and know the Lachot is Abrocha Smucha Lachaverta, therefore it does not require Melech Olam. If that's the case, Bnei Yerushalayim Nami Loti Bai. Dabli Abrocha Smucha Lachaverta. Then why does Bnei Yerushalayim need it? It's also Abrocha Smucha Lachaverta. There's no necessity for Elokeinu Melech Olam here. So where it says, you're right. In terms of bracha smucha l'chaverta, none of them need Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. None of them need that, it's not necessary. Ella, this is a matter of etiquette. Aydi damar machut be David, lahav orach arad lo amar machut shamayim. Problem is that in the bracha b'nei Yerushalayim, you mention the machut of Beit David. It would improper to mention machut the arro without mentioning machut the shamayim. To mention the kingdom of Beit David without mentioning the kingdom of heaven is inappropriate. So therefore we have to add in a malchut. When the Gemara concludes that, well, since you can't put it in Bonei Yerushalayim, because it's a bracha smucha l'chaverta, therefore they put into Hakel Avinu two malchiot. One malchut for the bracha itself of Tova Meitiv, and an additional malchut to cover Bonei Yerushalayim. So they doubled up malchut in the bracha of Tova Meitiv to cover itself and to cover the Bonei Yerushalayim. Right, so this is what you were asking before. Wasn't Tova Meitiv a long bracha? It's not a long bracha, but these things added on. But Papa here is adding on that you have to mention the word malchut twice besides the Elokeinu Melech HaOlam in Atov V'Meitiv. We do that, but that extended the bracha by saying that you need three malchiyot in the bracha. We start Baruchat Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, which is the first melech. Avinu Malkeinu, that's the second one. Zerenu Barenu Galenu Zerenu Geshenu Kadosh Yaakov Reinu Reisel Melech Tov V'Meitiv. So we have Melech mentioned three times in the bracha. Yativ Rabbi Zeru Achoreid Rav Gidul. Piyata Rav Gidol kamed Rav Huna. Rav Zera was sitting behind Rav Gidol, and Rav Gidol was sitting in front of Rav Huna. Piyati v'kamar, and we're saying, Tav lo izkir shabbat. He made a mistake and skipped Ritzei on Shabbat. Omer Baruch shenatan Shabbatot l'minucha la'amo Yisrael ba'ahava. Ot ulubrit Baruch mekadesh ha-Shabbat. So that's a bracha that you put in. Amalei man amra. So he says, who said that? Rav Huna queries Rav Gidol, where'd you get this from? Says Rav. It says Rav who told us about this. Hada Yativ Kamar, then he went ahead and said an additional thing. Tavlo is Kirshi Yom Tov, skips Yalaviyovo and Yom Tov, Omer, Baruch Shnatan Yomim Tovim Namo Yisrael, the Simcha Ulazikaron, Baruch Makadesh Yisrael, Vazmanim. Amalei Man Amro, where'd you get this from? Again, he Huna queries Rav Gidol, where'd you get this from? Rav, he says from Rav. Hadar Yativ Kamar, again, Rav Gidol starts at Memra. Tavlo is Kirshi Rosh Chodesh. He leaves out Yalaviyovo and Rosh Chodesh. Omer, Baruch Shnatan Roshei Chodeshim La'amo Yisrael Zikaron V'lo Yedana. And Rav says, I don't know. I Amar Bar Simcha. I don't know if he mentioned Simcha in it or not. Ilo Amar Bar Simcha, or if he doesn't mention the word Simcha, all it says is Zikaron. The previous bracha by Yom Tov, it says Zikaron and Simcha. Over here it just says Zikaron. Ichotim Ba Lo Chotim Ba. Whether he was Chotim or not Chotim the bracha. And Ididei the Rabbi. Or whether it was from Rav, or it was Rav Gidol that was saying this. In the previous two memrot, he queried him and said, who's it from? He said, it's from Rav. In addition, both the Baruch on Shabbat and Yom Tov both had a conclusion, a Baruch. They had a concluding Baruch to them. In Rosh Chodesh, he never queried whether it was his or his Rebbe's, so he doesn't know if it's from Rav or it's from Yudel that instituted. That's number one. And number two is, it has no conclusion at the end, which is Baruch Atah or Baruch Makadesh. We don't see anything at the end. And Zikaron and Simcha. We don't know if it's just Zikaron and Zikaron and Simcha. So leave that as unknown information about this bracha of Rosh Chodesh. So, Gidol bar Minyumi Avikai Kamed Rav Nachman, Tav Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman made a mistake in benching. V'hadar the Reishin, he went back to the beginning. Amalei, my time off. Why'd you do that? Amalei, the Amar Rav Shila, Amar Rav, Tav B'chuzer the Rosh. You make a mistake in benching, you miss Me'in Omora, you have to go back to the beginning. V'amar Ravuna Amar Rav. Didn't Ravuna say in the name of Rav, the member that we just said? Ta Omer Baruch Sunatan. He have all these fill-in brachot. When you missed out on Ritzei or Yalaviyovo, you have these fill-in brachot. Amalei, Lavi Gmar Lo, wasn't that qualified? That statement was qualified. Amar Menashe Bar Techlifa Amar Rav, Oshana Leshlo Potoch Batova Meitiv. Potoch Batova Meitiv, Chose LaRosh. That's only if you haven't begun the bracha of Hatova Meitiv. As soon as you say the word Baruch, after Bnei Yerushalayim, then you cannot use this fill-in bracha. You can only use the fill-in bracha between Bnei Yerushalayim and Hatova Meitiv. If you begin Hatova Meitiv, you add a lock. And aval potech b'tov v'meitiv chozer the rosh. You have to go back to the beginning. Now this is a corollary to something we saw earlier in the Masechta, that when you're inside of a bracha and you're supposed to do something inside that bracha, the bracha is considered not to be finished until you begin the next bracha. Even after you finish the bracha, you're still considered to be inside that bracha. The example that we gave before is mechaye ha-meitim. Someone has to say mashiva ruach ha-morid ha-goshim inside the bracha of mechaye ha-meitim. If he concludes the bracha of mechaye ha-meitim, and he didn't say Mashiva Ruach Mori Goshem, he has yet to begin Atah Kadosh. And he says right there, Mashiva Ruach Mori Goshem, right afterwards, he's fine. Right? It's not the best solution, it's not the most elegant solution, but it prevents a person from having to start Shemoneh Esrei over again if he says Mashiva Ruach Mori Goshem there. Now the Mishnah Berurah discourages using that methodology. He uses it, even if you say Baruch Atah Hashem and he said the Shem Hashem, this is better to say Lamdeni Chukecha, the Pasuk, and then go back rather than to say Mechaya Meitim and conclude Mashiva Ruach Mori Goshem. We don't like using it. But if we have to, we do. Also by Yalav Yavo. By Yalav Yavo, if you begin Ritzei, you forget to say Yalav Yavo, you say Makzir Shkenato L'Tzion, you don't go back to Ritzei to say Yalav Yavo. You say Yalav Yavo right there as long as you haven't begun Modim. Because it's considered to be a part of the bracha as long as you, after the conclusion, but before the beginning of the next bracha. It's the same thing here. If you have yet to bring begin Atov B'Meitiv, and you've only concluded Bnei Yerushalayim, you're still within the bracha of Rachim. If you're in the Bracha of Rachim, you can fill in the Shabbat, you can fill in the Yalav Yavo, you can put it in there, and that's what these brachot are. To fill in Yalav Yavo or Shabbat in the location where you're still considered to be within the Bracha. If you begin the bracha of Hatova Meitiv, you're out of luck. You already started the new bracha, you lost it. You got to go back to the beginning. So that is a corollary to this fact. Now, Tosafot before, early in the Masechta, mentioned also the idea that you have to mention Me'ena Ma'ora inside of Bracha Me'en Shalosh. In Ala Mechia, or Ala Perot, Ala Arz, Ala Perot, you have to mention Shabbat, Yom Tov, you have to mention all these items. The Gemara never mentions that. The Gemara never discusses whether Me'ena Ma'ora has to be placed inside of Ala Mechia or not, inside of Bracha Me'echa Me'en Shalosh. Tosafot says yes. The question is, when we enter in those items within benching, within Ala Mechia, we add them in at a point after, or where it wouldn't correlate to the Bracha Achat Me'en Shalosh. Because we said Bracha Me'en Shalosh is a summary of benching, and yet when we come to our adding in, we have to add in after Bonei Yerushalayim. We don't add it in the middle of Rachim or the middle of Bonei Yerushalayim, we mention it afterwards. So the question is, why? Why do we enter it in afterwards? So there's a Gemara earlier in our Masechta. The Gemara earlier in our Masechta says, when it comes to the Tefillah Kitzara,
Havineinu,
which is the tamsit or summary of Shmoneh Esrei. When you summarize Shmoneh Esrei, there the Gemara asks, what about Havdalah? What about Teint Alomotar? So the Gemara says that you can only summarize things that are brachot. You can only summarize not something that is independently a bracha. You can't summarize things that are not brachot. So based on that, there were those that want to answer, why is it our practice to, in Ala Mechia, when we enter in about Shabbat, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, that we mention it after Bonei Yerushalayim, or after Yerushalayim, and not in the middle of that part, or the summary between Rachim and Bonei Yerushalayim. And that is because, based on this fact, that you can only summarize things that are brachot, where is the Me'ena Ma'ora of Shabbat and Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov a bracha? It's only a bracha if you missed it during Rachim. And you say afterwards, after Bnei Yerushalayim, that's where we have it as a format, as a bracha. And that's the thing that you can summarize. And therefore, in our placement in Ala Mechia, if we want to summarize and add it in, we add it in where it would have been a bracha after Bnei Yerushalayim. So that is the explanation for why that is the case, that we add in the Me'ena Ma'or in a different location in Bracha Me'en Shalosh than we do in benching, because of this idea that you can only summarize things that are a bracha. The only place we have it as a bracha is what we just saw here, when you do it in between Bnei Yerushalayim and Hatov Ve'Ameitiv. Right now, Amar Avidi Bav and Amarav, Amram Amarav, Nachman Amar Shmuel, Tov Lo Yizkir Shel Rosh Chodesh B'Tefillah Machzir Noto. If you leave out Yalav Yavo by Rosh Chodesh in Tefillah, you have to go back to the beginning. Right, that question about which Tefillah, we dealt with that at the time when we dealt with Rosh Chodesh, but let's assume this is dealing with Shachrit. On Rosh Chodesh, you leave out Yalav Yavo in Davening, you gotta repeat your Shmoneh Esrei. B'Birkat HaMazon in Machzir Noto. If you leave out Yalav Yavo for Rosh Chodesh in benching, you don't have to go back. So, Amarle, Rav Avin, the Bach changes it to Rav Idi, Bar Avin, the Rav Avro, Maishna Tefillah, or Maishna Birkat HaMazon. What's the difference? So, Amay, after the D, Kashali. I had the same problem. I don't know what the difference is. V'shelti ala Rav Nachman. So, therefore, I asked Rav Nachman, why is it? There's a difference. Amarle, Minei, Demar Shmuel, Lo Shmieli. Didn't hear from Shmuel the reason. And the next on, let me figure it out. Let's work it out ourselves, what the issue is. Tefillah, Dechovei, Magzir Noto. In Tefillah, it's an obligation to mention Me'ena Ma'ora. Since it's an obligation to mention Me'ena Ma'ora, if you don't say it, you gotta go back. Birka Mizona, Di Bayachil, Ibil Bayachil, Imakzir Notel. Benching is optional. You don't have to bench if you eat. And since eating is optional, therefore, you don't have to go back and benching. So he says, wait a minute. So on Shabbat V'Yom Tov, you do have to eat. Because there's a requirement of Suda on those days. It's a requirement of Suda on those days, then you would have to eat, and that means if you missed Yalav Yavo on Yom Tov or Ritzei on Shabbat, you would have to go back and benching. Amalein, that's right. That is right. You'll have to repeat benching. Amar Rav Shila, Amar Rav Tal Chozer LaRosh. You make a mistake, you go back to the beginning. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Tal Omer Baruch Shantan. Lavi Marla, we already qualified that statement. Lo Shono, Lo Shlo Patach Batova Meitiv. That's only if you didn't begin the next bracha. But Patach Batova Meitiv, Chozer LaRosh. Then you go back to the beginning. What comes out of this Gemara, as far as benching is concerned, Be'ena Ma'ura, you're supposed to mention Meir Ma'ora in the bracha of Rachem and the bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim. If you fail to do so, you have an opportunity to make that up between Bnei Yerushalayim and Atov Meitiv. If you fail to do that and you begin the bracha of Atov Meitiv, you have to go back to the beginning. When do you have to go back to the beginning? That's true on Shabbat and Yom Tov, where there's an obligation of Suda. Since you're obligated to eat, you're obligated to eat a Suda, you will have to bench. If you have to bench, then Meir Ma'ora is an obligation, just like by Tefillah. Rosh Chodesh, but there's no obligation to have a su'uda, there you will not have to go back if you miss it. Now the difference is, and this is an important factor, in Rosh Chodesh, The Gemara says that you do have to eat on Rosh Chodesh. Tosfos points it out here, Rashi in other places points it out, there's a difference between an obligation to eat and an obligation to have suda. But Rosh Chodesh, the only restriction is? Very good. The only thing you're not allowed to do on Rosh Chodesh is fast. You cannot fast on Rosh Chodesh. Any food that you eat, any consumption, will remove the restriction of fasting on Rosh Chodesh. There's no obligation to have a suda on Rosh Chodesh. Since there's no obligation to have a suda, therefore you won't have to go back if you miss the Alev Yavol in benching. Tosafot raises other cases, other issues. What about, for instance, suda shlishit on Shabbat? Suda shlishit on Shabbat, yes, there's an obligation to have suda shlishit, but we know from the Gemara in Shabbat that you may not have to have a suda, you may not have to have lechem mishnah, mine targima work, fruits, or other items. There's a hierarchy. We'd like you to have lechem mishnah. If you have lechem mishnah, at least make a suda on bread. If you don't make it on bread, at least have mizonot. If you don't have mizonot, at least have fruit. There is a hierarchy. But you could be yotze with something that is not a suda. Right. So that's what Tosafot in the end says, maybe not. Look, the best way to do it is to do it with hamotzi, and therefore maybe it's an obligation. But he says, definitely if you have a fourth meal on Shabbat. If you have an additional meal on Shabbat, a fourth meal on Shabbat, and you forget to say Ritzeh, you won't have to go back. Because that's not an obligatory meal. Or on Yom Tov, you have a third meal on Yom Tov, you will not have to go back. Because those aren't a part of the requirements of Yom Tov, requirements of Shabbat. Since for a fourth meal, for sure, you will not have to go back. He has a question about Suda Shlishit, where you have to go back, based on whether you think it's really an obligation to have a Suda, or that's the best, and therefore it really is an obligation. And the other items are only bidyevit if you don't have a suda. Or many of these are other options. And since you have other options, there's no obligation of suda. Yeah, you can. That's to make you feel good. I mean, that main amor is done. You're not doing it really in benching. You're after benching already. So you do it because you want to mention, Rosh Chodesh. You want to say it. It's nice. But that doesn't really rectify the situation. You missed Yalav Yavo and Rosh Chodesh. You missed the opportunity to make it up after Bnei Yerushalayim. So it's nice. You want to say Arachaman and you want to add that bracha, and it's very nice. Al Nisim is not main amora. We do that in Noda Lecha, but it's not makiv. It's not something that's makiv benching. If you forget it, then you do not have to repeat it. And that's also why we said before, why in Al Amichya is there no mention of Chanukah Purim? So you could say, it's not Doraita, that's not Mina Torah. But even though it's not Mina Torah, we mentioned in benching. But it goes back to what we said before. In order to summarize something, you need it to be a bracha. Al Nisim doesn't have a bracha. And therefore we can't summarize it inside of Al Amichya. That might be the reason that we don't have it there. Ad kama mizamnim. This is going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, how much do you have to consume in order to be part of the Zimun? Tosafot points out here, based on the Mishnah, that it's not just true of Zimun. It means Birkat HaMazon. What is the threshold you have to eat in order to bench? So the Mishnah has a machlok, but it's kezayit or beitza. So the Gemara says, the Memra, the Rabbi Meir is chashiv le kezayit. Rabbi Meir, it was the Tanakam, and the Mishnah says kezayit is the threshold. Rabbi Yehuda kebeitza says that it's an egg size. Va'ip chashmin en lu. Don't we hear just the opposite from them? The Tanan. We have a Mishnah. V'chein mishi atzam yishulayim nizkar. Shaya biyado basar kodesh. Says the Mishnah Psachim. The Mishnah Psachim there is talking about if one leaves Yerushalayim with basar kodesh, once it leaves the walls of Yerushalayim, it's pasul. Basar kodesh is pasul, you have to burn. Inside the birah, you have to burn it by the mikdash in a special beit ha-sreifa that was there. How far away, first of all, are you before we say to you it's too much trouble to go back to Yerushalayim? And what is the size of basar kodesh that would obligate you to go back? That's what the Mishnah is addressing. The same thing the Mishnah is addressing is what happens if a person came up to be makim his korban pesach and he remembers he has chametz in his house. When do we obligate him to go back and burn his chametz before he does a korban pesach? Because you're not allowed to own chametz when you bring your korban pesach. What's the size of chametz we may go back? And what is the difficulty we put you through in order to do that? So in terms of chametz, we say, if he has the ability to go home, burn the chametz, come back and still do his korban pesach, he should do that. But what's the minimum shir of chametz you have to do that for? That's the Mishnah's addressing. And then the same thing by Yerushalayim. By Yerushalayim, if you left with Basar Kodesh, if you pass by Tzofim, if you pass the part of Tzofim, we'll discuss what that is in a minute, then we don't obligate you to go back, we say burn it on the spot. If you're within the confines of the Tzofim and within that area of Yerushalayim, we make you go back and burn it. For what size? And that's what the Mishnah is addressing. If he passes by Tzofim. So over here Rashi says Tzofim is a place from where you can see the Beit HaMikdash. Tosafot says it's a place you can see Yerushalayim. It would be a bigger kula. Place that you can see Yerushalayim versus the Mikdash. Rashi in other places says it's the name of a city or a village outside of Yerushalayim called Tzofim. Tosafot rejects that explanation here. Tzofim is some perimeter outside of Yerushalayim. Some sort of distance from Yerushalayim from which most likely you could see Yerushalayim, see the Mikdash, and as long as you can do that, we force you to go back. So if not, if you pass there, so far, bimkomo, you burn it in the location you're in, you just burn it in the place. Imlav, choser, so far, lufiyah, biyibra. Not, he has to go back to the Mikdash and burn it in the Beit HaSreifa, that's in the Mikdash. Miatzei HaMaracha. The wood of the Maracha is used for this. I mean, wood of Kodesh is used for this. Ad Kama Ein Pozrim. What is the size you have to return? Now, in plural here, because number one is dealing with Kodesh, and number two is doing Chometz. Those two, what's the minimum shear? Mer Omer Zeb Zeb Kabeitza. The minimum shear is Kabeitza. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Zeb Zeb Kazayit. It's the opposite of what they say here. Mer is saying Kabeitza over there. Over here he says the threshold for benching is Kazayit. Over there, Rabbi Yehuda says Kazayit. Over here he says Kabeitza. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Mechlefet Ashita. Flip it around. Their positions are backwards. Don't flip their positions. They're arguing about the psukim. So that's drinking. And we know, what's the definition of achila everywhere else in Shas? Achila is a kzayit. So achila is referring to the eating, and svia is drinking something separate, then achila is a kzayit. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, achalta v'savata. Savata is modifying the achila. It has to be an achila of svia, of satisfaction. Achila sheish ba svia is ezul kebeitza. That's why he has a minimum share of kebeitza. So hotam b'svara plige. By chometz and by kodesh, they argue in a logical argument, not based on the pasuk. Rameir savar chazarato ketumato. You go back for the same din as tuma. What is the minimum shear for tumat ochlim? Ma tumat bekebeitza. Tuma is a kebeitza for tumat ochlim. So there you have to go back for when it's a tuma bekebeitza. Af chazarato bekebeitza. That's where we force you back. Rameir savar chazarato ki isuro. What is the Easter of Kodesh? What's the Easter of Chametz? They're all a Kezayit. My Easter of Kezayit, I'm Chazarato B'Kezayit. Just like the Easter is in Kezayit, so too, the Chazara is in a Kezayit. Now, the Reis says over here that it's clear that these psukim are in a smachta. Because even Rabbi Meir agrees that you need Tzviya. Vi Chayim Midoraita and benching, you need Kedei Tzviya. Everybody agrees to that. So the psukim are only a smachta, and even Rabbi Meir agrees that you have to be b'savata to be chaya midoraita. That's number one. And number two is we paskin kezayit. The kezayit is the threshold. The question is why? When we have a machloket over here between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, the locha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda over here says kebeitza. So why are we paskin kezayit? Very good. So Rabbi Yochanan says mukhlefet ashita, that they flipped their positions. So if you flip their position, turns out Rabbi Yehuda is really saying kezayit. And not kebeitza, so in that case we're good. But even if he says v'chein pasak ba'agvarach v'shiltot, also the other reason is even if you don't flip the sheet over here, nevertheless we'll paskin like Rabbi Meir against Rabbi Yehuda that is gezayit, because we said kaima l'rachon Yochanan v'shitate. Yochanan holds of that. We saw that before on Rosh Hashanah that Rabbi Yochanan says if you want to bench, if you want to lead the benching, how much do you have to eat? Kezayit dagan. He said that the minimum for benching is kezayit dagan. So we have Rabbi Yochanan who's paskening like Rabbi Meir, that kezayit is the threshold by zimun. So therefore, even if you don't flip the shita, we're going to hold like Rabbi Meir here because Rabbi Yochanan says kezayit is the threshold. Right, or Rabbi Yochanan's the shita toh, that it's flipped. But either way, we're going to come out that kezayit is the threshold. The Ba'ag says that, the Rak says that, the Shiltot says that. The question about drinking. What is the minimum threshold for drinking to join in or to bench? Okay, we had the threshold for eating as kezayit. What about drinking? The Re says, even if you have less than a cheekful, you should have to bench on drinking. Rekivi Eger jumps and says, I don't understand. What do you mean, lachmir? By bracha, we suffix brachos lekula. Says, I don't understand the Re at all. Why would you mean machmir to bench when you have a drink that brings you into a chiv, a threshold? We know that you're not at Doraita because you're not at the Kedei Tzviya. So then we drop on it. If it's a subject, though, right, then you can talk about it. But you're only at a level drabonon to bench. To be benching midoraita, you'd have to much more. You know that from Yom Kippur. But Yom Kippur, in order to be svia, you need kotevet. Kotevet agasa, you need a fat date. Over here, we're only asking you for kazayit, for eating. So that's what the recess is proof. So just like by Yom Kippur, svia is kotevet, and over here we say kazayit, so too by drinking. Malol Lugmav is maybe Sevilla, but over here we're dealing with less than a Malol Lugmav. So that's okay, just like Kazayit is okay. But Rav Kiviega says, I don't understand. It's only Derabbanan. Sarvik Derabbanan, Sarvik Derabbanan should be the Kula. The really nevertheless says that even with small drinks, you should bench, or you can be a part of the Mizuman. We'll do the Mishnah, and we'll continue with the Gemara tomorrow. Ketzad Mizamnim. What's the proper way to do a Zimun? Bishlo Shah, if you only have three people there, Omer Nivarech. The person who is leading the benching says, Nivarech. Let us together bench. B'shloshavu, if it's three in him, Omer Baruchu, because there are three independent of him, so you can say to them, bless Hashem, because they have a zimun independent of him. B'sara Omer, when there are 10 people, he says, Nivarech Elukeinu, because then he's included in the 10. So he needs to include himself in Nivarech, let us give brocha to, blessing to, Elukeinu is added in for the 10. B'sara Hu, if it's 11 people, then he says, Baruchu, you should bless Hashem, because there are 10 independent of him. Echad asara, vechad asara ribo. It doesn't make a difference whether you have 10 people or 10,000, meaning 100,000 people. You say the same thing, which is nivarei chalukeinu. Then the Mishnah almost seems to be a stira on itself, and the Gemara will ask this. But Meya Bahu, Omer, Nevarech Hashem Elokeinu. If you have Meya with him, then you say Nevarech Hashem Elokeinu, you see they added in an additional name Hashem for the Meya. But Meya Bahu, if it's him and 101 people, then he says Baruch Hu again, because there's 100 beside him. Be'elef Hu, Omer, if there's 1,000, he says Nevarech Hashem Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael. He adds in Elokei Yisrael, another Shem Hashem for the fact that we're up to 1,000. Be'elef Hu, if there's 1,001, Omer Baruch Hu, because there's 1,000 beside him. Berivel, if you have 10,000, Omer, Nevrech Lashem Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Tzvakot, Yosheva Kruvim. So add in another Shem Hashem, because it's 10,000. Alamazon Shechalno, Berivel Vahu, it's 10,001. Then he says, Baruch Hu, Kinyan Shu Mevarech, Kachanachu Nima Vacharav. Whatever he says, they answer him. So that means that if he says, Nevarech Lashem Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Tzvakot, Yosheiv Kruvim. They answer, Baruch Hashem Elokeinu, Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Tzvakot, Yosheiv Kruvim. Al Amazon, Shechalnu. They respond with the same additional names of Hashem, they respond to him. So here we have all these additions. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Lefi Rov HaKal, Eim Mivarchim. Rabbi Yossi Aglili seems to be this latter half of the Mishnah, which is, the more people, the more you need to make a bracha. And that is because it says, Shenemar B'makelot, Baruchu Elokim Hashem Mikor Yisrael. So Makelot means in the multitudes. Baruchu. So Baruchu being in plural. So that means that you should add on additional brachot every time you have Makelot, you have multitudes. So Amar Rabbi Kiva, Mamatzino Bebeit Knesset, you go to shul, Echad Merubim, Echad Mulatim, doesn't matter if you have a minion of 10 or a minion of 1,000. Omer Baruchu Et Hashem. When you say Baruchu in shul, nobody says a different Baruchu because you have more people in shul. A minion's a minion. So he says the same thing by benching. Minion's a minion. Nothing changes. After you got to 10, it's all the same. Mishmol Omer, Baruchu et Hashem ha-mivorach. You say Baruchu et Hashem ha-mivorach. So now I'll just say the statement of Shmuel. Shmuel, the olam al yitzir adam et atzmo min ha-klal. Bad thing to a person to take himself out of the klal. Should always include yourself in the bracha, meaning nivarech. Should be the proper way to say it. Obviously, the Gemara is going to ask right away.
All right,
so Tosfot gives the reason for that. You're asking, why would you opt for Baruchu over Nevarech? If you could include yourself, why would you exclude yourself? So Tosfot says over here, Sakadatcha, hash the Baruchu adif. Why would you think, like Shaul's asking, why would you think Baruchu is better than Nevarech? I mean, that Shmu has to come along and say, include yourself, say Nevarech. Why would you think Baruchu is better? Mishum the Baruchu anu tzivui the Varech et Hashem. It's saying, you must, do it. Whereas Nevarech ain't only tilat reshut. Nevarech is like a asking permission for us to do it together. Let us give bracha to Hashem together. Which is a softer, more passive lashon versus barchu. Go ahead, give bracha to Hashem, which is tzivo, is a stronger lashon. So that's the halacha to say that you would say we'd opt for barchu over Nevarech. Along comes Shmuel and says it's still better to say the passive lashon of Nevarech, or just like asking permission lashon, because it includes you. And that's the Chiddush of Shmuel that says Nevarech. Of course, the Gemara is going to ask, right after this, what about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah seems to say that Baruch Hu's better. Otherwise, why would you say, with 11, do Baruch Hu instead of Nevarech? And that we'll deal with that tomorrow. Now, in addition, there are a couple of things that Tosfot points out over here. It says in the Mishnah, the Girsha should be Nevarech Elokeinu, and not Nevarech Lelokeinu. It says that's not the way to say it. We never find a Lelokeinu with a Lamed. Because Dafin Gabi Shir V'Odak Tiv Lamed. Only when you're doing Shir V'Odak, you say Lelokeinu. Rav here, you're saying Nevarech Elokeinu means bless our God, not Le Elokeinu. Le Elokeinu is only when you're saying Shirin Oda Al Hashem, that's part of a praise to Hashem, but that's not what you're doing here. Over here, you're saying give bracha to Hashem. There, the lamed is inappropriate. And then, in addition to that, he points out, why would you think there's a difference between shul and tefillah? So, v'yeshomar, divide lo chuku ben asra l'meya b'tefillah, te'elu nichtasim ve'elu yotzim ve'lava datei deshatz. Because by shul, people are coming in and out. Nobody keeps count. You never know, there's 100, there's not 100, here, is there, what are you going to keep like a running tab on the people coming in and out of shul? People come late, people leave early, you never know. But he says, when you sit down on a meal, everybody's together. Meaning that you don't make a mistake. You have who's there, you can see who's there, you can make a count, and you can know what's going on. It's the difference between kviut of eating together versus davening, which has a little less kviut because you're not seated together. You're in and out of shul. It's much more of a fluid type of situation, and therefore by tefillah you wouldn't differentiate. I mean, according to Rabbi Akiva, you would never differentiate, but at least according to the other opinion, who does differentiate and says, sure, you don't make that difference by benching, you do. The reason would be because of this distinction about the fluidity of davening versus that of benching, where you have a suda that's kavua. Okay, we'll stop over here.